We are going to talk with the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coconut oil has had a pretty bad rap for many years, with nutritionists citing its high saturated fat content as a reason to stay away. But now some are saying it's not only not bad for you, it's actually one of the healthiest fats you can consume. And we will welcome your questions and your uses of coconut oil for our guest, who says that coconut oil can boost heart health, help you lose weight, and also nurture your dry skin and hair. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Bruce Fife is a certified nutritionist and naturopath. He is the publisher and editor of the Healthy Ways newsletter and president of the Coconut Research Center, an organization whose purpose is to educate healthcare professionals and the public about coconut health benefits. He is the author of many books, including The Coconut Oil Miracle, which is now out in its fifth edition. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Joy, thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
What is coconut oil?
Well, coconut oil is the oil that's extracted from coconut meat.
That's it.
That's it, yes.
And we have heard for so many years that this was bad for us because it was so high in saturated fat. But now it's good?
Well, you know, that's the idea that came around. You know, back in the 1970s and 80s, saturated fats in general were being scrutinized because of their tendency in general to raise cholesterol levels. And since high cholesterol was being associated with heart disease, everyone just automatically assumed that any source of saturated fat was going to contribute to heart disease. And since coconut oil is high in saturated fat, people just assumed that coconut oil also contributed to heart disease. But that is totally untrue. And what's really interesting is, yes, coconut oil is primarily a saturated fat, but it's actually a different type of saturated fat than what you find in meats or in other vegetable oils.
What makes it different?
Well, it's actually the molecule, the fat molecules. All fat molecules are known as fatty acids, and there's different types of fatty acids, and you can put them into three basic categories depending on their size or the length of their carbon chain. And so you have long-chain fatty acids, medium-chain fatty acids, and short-chain fatty acids. And about 95-96% of the fats in our diet that we eat every day consists primarily of the long-chain fatty acids. Now, coconut oil is unique in that it is composed predominantly of medium-chain fatty acids. And this is really important because our bodies respond to and process the fats differently depending on their size. So the physiological effects of the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil are very distinct from those of other oils composed of long-chain fatty acids.
So instead of contributing to heart disease, you say that coconut oil can actually help fight heart disease.
That's exactly right. One of the things that coconut oil does, or the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil does, is it increases our HDL cholesterol. Now, HDL cholesterol, scientists have found that actually protects against heart disease. And the higher your HDL cholesterol, the better it is. And coconut oil raises your HDL cholesterol better than any other fat. Now, lots of people say, well, you know, high cholesterol is bad, but high cholesterol is not a very accurate indicator of heart disease risk. And the reason for that is because total cholesterol includes both HDL, the good cholesterol, and the LDL, the bad cholesterol, and you don't know how much contributes to the total. And so a much better indicator of heart disease risk is the cholesterol ratio, which does take into account the amount of HDL. And when you, with coconut oil has been shown to improve the cholesterol ratio better than any other fat. So if you're going by cholesterol values, coconut oil protects against heart disease better than any other fat in the diet.
Interesting. Well, I bought my first jar of coconut oil because I was going to use it in some baking. I'm just starting to use coconut oil, and I looked at the label, and it said that 120 calories per serving, and 120 calories of that comes from fat. That's the way that that works, right?
Right.
But you say that coconut oil can help us lose weight. I made some delicious gluten-free chocolate chip cookies with the coconut oil. Is that going to help me lose weight?
Well, sort of, but not really, because the sugar in the cookies are going to contribute to weight gain. But what's neat about coconut oil is a lot of people just automatically think, oh, you're eating fat or you're eating saturated fat. Fat contributes to fat in the body, and really that's not true. You know, fat does have more calories than protein or carbohydrates. But the fats the calories in fats actually have a different metabolic effect, particularly those in coconut oil. And let me explain why. When coconut oil is digested, it's actually digested very quickly. And unlike other fats, it doesn't go straight into the bloodstream where it's deposited as fat deposits. It goes to the liver. And the liver looks at it and says, oh, these medium-chain fatty acids, those are sources of energy, and I'm going to use them to produce energy. And so you actually get a boost of energy. And this boost of energy translates into a rising of the metabolic rate. So you actually burn off calories at an accelerated rate. So when you add coconut oil into your diet, your metabolism increases. And at the end of the day, you actually burn off more calories than you normally would have.
So how do you use coconut oil in terms of cooking and your food? You just use it in place of any other oil?
Basically, any recipe that calls for shortening or margarine or vegetable oil, you just switch it to coconut oil one for one. And so you can use it in all your cooking and all your baking. Sometimes people don't use a lot of oil in cooking, and so they can actually add the oil on top of that. Like, you can use it as a spread. You can use it on hot vegetables, you know, like you would butter. Some people mix it into their beverages, in their coffee or in their tea in the morning, just so they can get the benefit of the coconut oil. You can mix it into oatmeal. You can put it on casseroles. You can put it in soup. So really, any type of food can be combined with coconut oil.
Well, as you know, Bruce Fife, we are offering our listeners a copy of your book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, for a pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio during our pledge drive. Tell us what will we learn from the book?
Well, you'll be absolutely amazed by what's contained in the book. The book is based on medical science. When I wrote the book, I went through medical studies and I gleaned all of the benefits associated with coconut oil consumption, and I summarized them in the book. Some of these benefits include protection against infections, fungal infections, bacterial infections, viral infections, things such as ear infections, throat infections, dental infections, measles, herpes, mononucleosis, influenza, things like that, fungal infections, candida, skin infections. It also provides a quick source of energy to boost your energy levels. It's easy to digest. And so people who have digestive problems, who have heartburn, who have Crohn's disease, things that are involved with digestion and elimination can improve with coconut oil consumption. It also improves the absorption of minerals and nutrients in the food. When you put coconut oil in a meal, you're actually increasing the amount of vitamins and minerals that you will absorb from these meals. It has anti-inflammatory properties. It has anti-cancer properties. It also helps balance blood sugar levels. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And we will talk about some of the ways we can eat our coconut oil. This book also includes 50 recipes as we continue. We are talking with Bruce Fife. He is the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle. Use nature's elixir to lose weight, beautify skin and hair, prevent heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and strengthen the immune system. I'm Joy Cardine, and John Munson joins us for a few moments because this is the last day of the winter membership drive. And to encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount will automatically enter you into a drawing for an iPad Air. And if you make that pledge for $120, $10 a month or more, you can ask for the Coconut Oil Miracle as your thank you gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hello again, John.
Well, hello again, Joy. Well, last hour, we were spectacularly successful. We had a goal of 65 pledges, and we heard from 70 of you, including 35 brand new members. So
can you do the math for me, John?
26 is your magic number, Joy. I did the math, so thank you.
26 new members last hour, and I had a new member challenge going. So
there were 35 total, but you're responsible for 26 of them.
Because it was just for that last
break. Right, right, right.
And so that means $260 is my contribution this drive to Wisconsin Public Radio.
On behalf of all the rest of us, thank you so much for doing that. Well, you know, here's the thing. We get to play Sisyphus again. The rock is now at the bottom of the hill, and this hour we need to hear from 80 people.
What?
80. Mm-hmm. 80. That's the number. I know, it's kind of scary. But we can do it with your help. Help us meet this goal by making your contribution right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. It's the last chance for you to show your support for the Joy Cardine program during this winter membership drive. Programs you enjoy will be here every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks to your support.
You give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programs because, you know, this is listener-supported radio. But as an added incentive, we have something special for you right now. It is the book, The Coconut Oil Miracle. And it is yours when you give $120 or more or $10 a month when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a critical resource for the state, and the only way that it's going to be maintained in the long term is to have people who support it. I think it's great to be able to hear what is happening in various parts of the world. I think it's critical to have that resource available, whether we use it every day or not. I like being part of the system that is supporting WPR. Being a supporter of WPR is important for everyone so that they can make use of the resource that is available in our state. I'm Doug Nelson from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your support on this last day of the Winter Pledge Drive. Make that gift $10 a month. Consider that anyway if you want to become a sustainer, and then ask for the Coconut Oil Miracle as your thank you gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Boy, we've got incentives just coming out our ears here this morning. Everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So enter by sending a postcard or the easy way by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, so some of you may never have given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you think you don't make enough of a difference. Well, I'm asking you to think again. Listener donations, one by one, make up the single largest piece of our budget. But that doesn't mean that we're asking you for a huge gift.
No, many, many first-time donors give $5 a month or $10 a month for their Wisconsin Public Radio listening. You decide the amount that works for you. Every pledge is needed. Every pledge is appreciated. Make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have 10 pledges so far. We need 70 more pledges in the next 37 minutes or so to stay on track for this hour. It's the last day, your last opportunity to show your support for the Joy Cardine program during our winter membership drive.
And remember to ask for the book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We will continue our conversation with Bruce Fife, who is the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle, in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We're talking with the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle. And we are welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also let us know how you use coconut oil, whether you're a convert or not. Used to be that we heard avoid coconut oil, that it's saturated fat that is not good for us. Well, our guest is saying that's not true. He says it's one of the healthiest fats you can consume. He is Bruce Fife, a certified nutritionist and naturopath. He is the publisher and editor of the Healthy Ways newsletter and president of the Coconut Research Center, author of The Coconut Oil Miracle. We have callers who have questions, but I wanted to ask you, Bruce, to talk a little bit about how coconut oil does more than help us lose weight or prevent heart disease. You say that this is it strengthens our immune system. It fights off viral and bacterial infections.
Exactly. In fact, that's one of the things that really intrigued me when I started to investigate coconut oil and study it. I was amazed at the amount of scientific research that has gone into investigating its antimicrobial effects, its ability to kill disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi. And so medical research has actually shown that these medium-chain fatty acids that are found in coconut oil can kill viruses that cause influenza, hepatitis C, measles, herpes, and other viruses. They can kill bacteria that causes throat infections, ear infections, pneumonia, dental cavities, food poisoning, urinary tract infections, and things like that.
Well, how much do we have to consume to get all these benefits?
Well, what I recommend is that people consume coconut oil on a daily basis as a means of protection to help protect them from these infections. And if they actually do come down with an infection, then I recommend that they increase the amount that they take so that they can get over the illness quicker. Studies have shown, for example, with pneumonia, that if people include coconut oil in whatever other medicines that they take, that the length of the illness is greatly reduced, and so you can help reduce the length of your illness if you get it.
So to what degree are all of these claims solidly backed by science as opposed to anecdotal evidence?
Well, you know, there's evidence on both sides, and as I mentioned earlier, I was amazed at the amount of evidence showing that the medium-chain fatty acids do kill these viruses, these bacteria, these fungi that cause these illnesses. I mean, there is sound evidence. In fact, companies are actually including medium-chain fatty acids or coconut oil in food products. For one reason is to prevent contamination from bacteria and viruses.
Well, this book first came out in 1999, and as I mentioned earlier, now it is recently out in its fifth edition. What have we learned about coconut oil since it was first published?
Well, you know, we're always continuing to learn more and more. One of the big things that we learned was the antimicrobial effects, the easy to digest, its anti-cancer effects. But more recently, one of the amazing things that have just surfaced is its ability to improve brain health and protect against neural degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease.
So how does it do that? It just keeps those brain synapses working?
Well, kind of. You know, the brain uses two types of fuel. It uses glucose as its primary source of fuel. Then it uses another type of fuel known as ketones, this backup fuel when we don't have enough glucose in our bodies. Well, what happens is that when you eat coconut oil, a portion of those medium-chain fatty acids will be automatically converted into ketones. And ketones, the brain loves ketones. In fact, the ketones provide more energy than glucose. And so these ketones can come to the brain and feed the brain. And what you have, say, for in Alzheimer's, is that Alzheimer's, the brain has a difficulty in absorbing glucose. In fact, research has shown that Alzheimer's is actually a form of diabetes. It's known as type 3 diabetes now. It's brain diabetes. The brain cannot absorb glucose efficiently, but it still can absorb ketones. And so when you eat coconut oil, you're providing the brain with an alternative source of fuel that the brain can absorb and continue to function, and not only just function, but actually gives the brain enough energy to heal and repair itself. So people who are stricken with Alzheimer's can start on a coconut oil program and stop the disease, and not only stop it, but actually reverse it.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Bruce Fife. He is author of The Coconut Oil Miracle. And we welcome your questions for him. We also want to remind you that you can pledge and support Wisconsin Public Radio and get a copy of this book as your thank you gift if you pledge $10 a month or more, or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make that pledge and pick up The Coconut Oil Miracle by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. Let's take our first caller for our guest. Sonia in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
Do you use coconut oil?
I do. It took probably a couple months before I saw results, but I put it on my face twice a day, and I've noticed a big reduction in fine lines and wrinkles and sun damage.
So should I do that too, Bruce Fife?
Oh, definitely. Coconut oil is great for skin health. It protects the skin from free radical damage, which is the primary cause of wrinkling and sagging and aging of the skin.
Yeah, and so that's all there is to it? Just rub it on your face?
Yeah, just rub it on your face. Now, I don't recommend that you glob it on your face in a lot. You know, just a thin layer on the face is enough. And coconut oil is different from other oils. You know, if you put, like, corn oil or soybean oil on your face, it's going to stay there all day long. But coconut oil, because of its small molecular size, will absorb into the skin as long as you don't use too much.
Yeah. And is there something you should keep in mind when you're buying coconut oil? And by now, can you get coconut oil practically anywhere?
It's becoming more and more popular. You can get it at just about any health food store, and a lot of the mainline stores like Costco, Kroger, and things like that are starting to sell it as well.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that, I mean, we should look on the label for? I think I did see things like refined on the label.
Well, you know, there are two basic types of coconut oil you'll find in the store. One of them will be labeled a virgin coconut oil or an extra virgin or organic virgin, and the other one will be the more refined. It's referred to as RBD oil, refined, bleached, and deodorized. And the way you tell the difference between the two oils is that virgin oil will always have the word virgin on it. It may have other terms associated with it, like extra or organic or natural, But that doesn't matter. It's the word virgin you look for. If it's not a virgin oil, it will not have, it may say organic, it may say natural or pure or something like that, but it won't have the word virgin. Now, personally, I like the virgin coconut oil better because it's gone through less processing, it's closer to nature, and I feel that foods that have the least amount of manipulation by factories and chemistry and men is healthier. But even the refined coconut oil has these medium-chain fatty acids and do everything I talk about in my books.
Jack in La Crosse emails, I've changed to a paleo diet, which uses a lot of coconut oil. I've lost a solid 8 pounds over the last 2 months without increasing my activity level. Eliminating the sugar and processed foods has had a real positive effect. And the coconut oil, which is naturally sweet, helps the transition. Oh, I guess I never... So it's actually sweet tasting?
Well, I wouldn't know that it would... I'd call it actually sweet, like sugar sweet. But if you get a nice virgin coconut oil, it will have a hint of coconut with it. And kind of the hint of the coconut gives it a somewhat sweet type taste, even though I wouldn't really call it sweet.
Yeah, so is Jackie losing weight because she's, you know, dumping sugar in processed foods or because she's doing the coconut oil?
Both. In fact, that's what I recommend for the best success with losing weight using coconut oil is to get off the sugars and to use coconut oil as your primary source of fat. Because as I mentioned earlier, coconut oil is going to stimulate your metabolism, and you're going to burn off calories at a faster rate, and so it will help you promote weight loss. In fact, lots of people will be on low-carb diets, paleo diets, and they get on a plateau, and they can't lose any more. But when they start adding coconut oil into their diet, then they start losing weight again.
We'll continue our discussion with Bruce Fife, who is the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle, in just a few moments. But first, John Munson joins me again because today is the final day of our winter membership drive, and we are encouraging you to make that pledge before time runs out, John.
Well, absolutely, and we need you to help pay for the programs you rely on. We need 53 more of you, specifically, to make a pledge here in the next 23 minutes or so. Make your donation now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You can choose the book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. This is a great book that explains the many, many different health benefits of coconut oil. And it also has 50 delicious recipes included in the book. So your pledge supports the programs that you enjoy, and you'll enjoy the book. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you know, you enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and part of the reason is because we're commercial-free. Well, commercial-free means we depend on other sources of funding, state, federal, corporate funding, all important.
But the single largest piece of the budget pie comes from you. Your support makes the difference. It's the backbone of our funding. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, every pledge is needed and appreciated. If you want the Coconut Oil Miracle, pledge $10 a month or more. That's a $120 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Basically, I just believe with public radio, it's almost a duty to become a member because the programming is why you listen. All you have to do is travel someplace that doesn't have public radio for a week or so and realize how much you miss it and you want to come back. I've been known to turn it on my computer when we're traveling and there's not a decent public radio station anywhere near us. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy the programming. I learn things. That makes a big difference to me. And I get a little bit of everything. One of the nicest things about WPR is that it is statewide. We try to hit a different state park every week during the spring and summer, and so we're traveling around the state. It's just wonderful to be able to continue listening pretty much wherever we go in the state. That's something that is very rare. That has been just sort of icing for us, is to know that we can continue listening wherever we go in Wisconsin. I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Way to go, Michelle. You're an addict in a good way. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge on this last day of the Winter Pledge Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, and we are asking for your gift of any amount. Maybe it's $10 a month. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you mentioned it's the last day of the Winter Pledge Drive. It's down to the wire. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock tonight, we pull the curtain on another Wisconsin Public Radio Pledge Drive. Well, that still leaves you time to cast your vote in favor of Wisconsin Public Radio. Take just a couple of minutes to make your pledge of support right now.
Thank you. If you have already pledged, thank you to our loyal, sustaining members. If you haven't given yet, take this opportunity right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
53 pledges. That's how many pledges we need in the next 20 minutes or so. It's the last day of our winter membership drive, the last time you have a chance to show your support for the Joy Cardine program. So help us out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember to ask for the book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, with your pledge of $120 or more, $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge of any amount today enters you in our iPad Air drawing. And sustainers, don't worry, you are automatically entered.
So make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like what Mary has to say. If I had a nickel for every time I referenced a story I've heard on public radio, you guys would never need another pledge drive. Well, Mary, I hope somebody gives you all those nickels, because
hey, Mary,
that would be great.
Pony up, Mary. Mary and Dean from New London also pledged. And Mary says, my husband and I have been members for years and decided it was a good time to become a sustaining member.
Well, what a great idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. You can become a sustaining member by pledging $10 a month. You will automatically be entered into that iPad Air drawing, and you can ask for the thank you gift, The Coconut Oil Miracle, by our guest, Bruce Fife. That make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll get to more of your questions for our guest and more of the ways you use coconut oil coming up. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
She put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up. Put the lime in
the coconut. We are talking about coconut oil. Talking about the coconut oil miracle and how this oil, which has had a bad rap for a very long time, is now enjoying much better press. A lot of people say that it actually is good for us, and that it helps prevent heart disease. It strengthens our immune system, that it helps us lose weight, and much, much more. And we're talking with one of its biggest proponents. Bruce Fife is a certified nutritionist and naturopath. He is the publisher and editor of the Healthy Ways newsletter, president of the Coconut Research Center, and he is the author of many books, including The Coconut Oil Miracle. And if you have a question for our guest, 1-800-642-1234 is the number to use to join us on air, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's take a call from Madeline in Oneida. Hello, Madeline.
Good morning. I'd like to know if you eat the large coconut flakes that you buy at the health food store, or drink coconut milk, is there enough oil in it that you get benefit?
Well, the flakes that you buy in the store does contain the oil, so you do get some of the benefit from the oil. You also get benefit from the fiber that's in the flakes itself. Now, when you go to the store, there's two places where you can buy the coconut milk. One is in the ethnic section where you can buy it in cans, and that is real coconut milk, and the coconut milk does contain a fair quantity of coconut oil. In fact, a little 14-ounce can, which is the normal size they're sold in, contains about 5 tablespoons of coconut oil. Now, if you go to the refrigerated section and buy coconut milk in the carton, that's really not coconut milk. It's a coconut milk beverage that's been watered down, and usually sugar and other things have been added to it. Mm-hmm. And it has very, very little oil in it.
We had a caller who couldn't stay on, but also was curious about coconut flour. Coconut sugar is something that I also purchased for that recipe. I told you about my very first coconut oil experience also included coconut flour and coconut sugar. Any benefits to those items?
Well, yes. The coconut sugar is actually made from the sap of the coconut tree. It's very similar to like maple syrup or maple sugar. Mm-hmm. And it's just boiled down until it turns into a sugar. And what's good about it is that it contains a lot of vitamins and minerals that you don't normally get in other types of sugars. And studies have actually shown that it has a very low glycemic index, so people are concerned about blood sugar. It would be a better choice than other sugars.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flour. Flour is very fascinating because the coconut flour comes from the coconut meat, and basically what it is it's the meat that has been dehydrated and defatted and then ground into a fine powder, and the powder basically looks and feels just like any other type of flour. And the benefits to it is that it's 100% gluten-free, so if you are allergic to gluten or if you're sensitive to wheat and other grains, you can use coconut flour in place of that. Now, one thing you need to know about is that you can't use coconut flour in wheat flour recipes because coconut flour, because it doesn't have any gluten and because it's very high in dietary fiber, its cooking properties are completely different. And so you need a whole new set of recipes. And I do have a book called Cooking with Coconut Flour, which explains how to use the flour in cooking.
You know, you do have recipes in the Coconut Oil Miracle, too, using coconut oil. Can you give us your favorite or a favorite?
The oil recipes or the flour recipes?
Oil from the book that we're giving away.
Well, you know, one of the recipes that I really like is the mayonnaise recipe. I do not like the store-bought mayonnaise because it's made with ingredients that I don't like putting into my body, including the soybean oils and the corn oils and things like that, that have bad properties associated with them. And so with coconut oil, I can make my own mayonnaise, and I can make a healthy mayonnaise. And then with that base of mayonnaise, I can make potato salads or other type of dressings that go with that. Coconut oil is actually one of the absolute best oils for any type of cooking because it's very heat stable. I do not recommend that people use the typical vegetable oils for cooking like corn oil or soybean oil or safflower oil. And the reason being is that these oils are very delicate and they break down very easy. They oxidize. When they oxidize, they produce free radicals, which contributes to the aging of your skin, of your body, produces these dangerous free radicals, which are very harmful for our body. And when you cook with these oils, you're accelerating the oxidation process or the formation of these free radicals. So you don't want to use those type of oils in cooking. Coconut oil, on the other hand, is very heat stable, so it doesn't form these nasty molecules. So you can feel safe when you cook in it. In fact, for many years, I didn't do any frying or deep frying because I knew of the dangers associated with the oils. But when I learned how safe coconut oils were, I introduced frying back into my diet. And so you can produce hash browns and fry your eggs and do other type of foods and feel safe that you're getting actually a healthy oil in that food.
Brianne on Facebook writes, I used coconut oil on my belly throughout my recent pregnancy, and while it could just be coincidence, I did not get a single stretch mark. I also used it to help treat and soothe painful thrush while nursing. The only downside is that I smelled like a pina colada. Would you really smell like a, do you smell kind of coconutty if you're rubbing coconut oil on your on yourself?
If you use the virgin coconut oil, it does have a mild coconut aroma to it. And, you know, some people actually like that because mm-hmm. it's kind of islandy, you know,
exotic
and nice and refreshing. And so it's good. And what she said is exactly right. You know, I recommend that when you're pregnant is to put the coconut oil on your abdomen and do it every day, and you won't get stretch marks. And also, it's great for thrush because thrush is called as caused by candida, and so it helps get rid of thrush. It also helps get rid of diaper rash, which again is caused by candida.
Wow, there are so many uses. Stephen Two Rivers is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I understand you are a chef, and you need to be careful using coconut oil when you're cooking.
But just something, you know, I'm a huge advocate for coconut oil, and it's multiple uses, external and internal. But one question I never hear anybody talking about in this new craze of using it for everything, and especially cooking, is once you heat coconut oil up past the threshold of about 365 degrees, that the saturated fats actually change in their chemical compound, and do become harmful saturated fats to our body.
Bruce Feist?
Well, you know, any oil that's heated above its smoke point does that. And yes, coconut oil heated above about 360 or so will do that too. So you just need to keep it moderately hot or lower temperature. But you can cook anything at 350, 360 degrees. You know, you don't have to have high heat to cook foods.
Thank you very much, Steve, for that call. Well, Debbie on Facebook writes, I use coconut oil to condition my hair. We heard from a caller who said she gets rid of her fine lines and wrinkles on her face, but we can also put this on our hair?
Oh, it's excellent for hair. In fact, you know, they've done studies on this, and they've shown that the coconut oil actually penetrates into the hair and protects it from split ends and from becoming dried out and ugly. So when you put coconut oil in your hair, it not only protects the hair, but also actually gives it a nice youthful sheen so that it looks fuller, gives it more body, and looks healthier. Also, when you use it as a hair treatment, it will help protect against dandruff. And a lot of people don't understand that or realize that dandruff is caused by a fungus. And the coconut oil actually kills that fungus. And so if you use it regularly, you can get rid of your dandruff.
One last couple of questions for you. Alyssa in Greendale emails, once opened, how long is coconut oil good for? And do you have any storage tips?
Well, you know, coconut oil, because it is very stable, once it's opened, it can last. If you get a good quality brand, it could last 2 or 3 years. And you don't need to take any really special care. You don't need to put it in the refrigerator or anything. You just put it on your cupboard counter at room temperature, and it will stay fine that way. But I don't recommend people keeping it around for a couple of years. They ought to be eating it and using it so it only lasts a couple of weeks.
Well, before we let you go, any last advice for people who are interested in adding more coconut oil to their diets?
Yes, use it in your cooking. Just give it a try. You know, that's what has made coconut oil so popular, is that people actually try it, and they find that it does all these wonderful things. It does the wonderful things to your skin. It does wonderful things inside your body. It's a great cooking oil. It has so many health benefits. We get people calling us all the time saying, thank you, you know, it's helped me with this condition and this condition. It works. That's why it's popular.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bruce Feist is the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle. And we hope that this was an interesting conversation for you. We hope that you are interested in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you do that right now and pledge $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will give you as your thank you gift the Coconut Oil Miracle. So do join us with that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have 30 pledges to raise to reach our goal by the top of the hour. And remember that you will be able to pick up as your thank you gift this book that we have been talking about this hour, The Coconut Oil Miracle, and find out recipes, ways to use coconut oil, find out how this has been shown to help people lose weight, to prevent heart disease, to strengthen the immune system, you name it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joining me now is John Munson. He is out of breath because he was checking to see how we were doing in Pledge Central.
Well, you know, we're doing really well. We have 51 pledges so far this hour. We need 29 more to go, but if last hour is any example, mm-hmm. we're going to make this goal. So, and to encourage your gift right now, remember that your pledge for any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for an iPad Air. So make that gift right away at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. We love to talk about politics, but we talk about a lot of other topics on this show, including our health. And if you learn something new from this hour on coconut oil, pledge because you love to learn something new and make that pledge of $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we will send you the Coconut Oil Miracle as your thank you gift.
Well, and the cool thing here, Joy, is you get to decide the amount of your pledge. You decide how much and how you want to pay it. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge helps pay for the program you love on WPR. So if you want to pledge $10 a month, then go ahead and ask for the Coconut Oil Miracle as our thank you gift. However you pledge, however much you pledge, do it right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Marie from Hancock, who pledged and says, my 22-year-old son likes to share what he learns from WPR. He lives on his own, and he still listens.
Hooray.
Yay. I think that means that she indoctrinated him as a youth, and now he still does.
Let's say inculcated. Indoctrinated just sounds so sinister.
I'm glad that he's listening, Marie. And Sandra from Park Falls, thank you for your pledge. She pledged because she loves public radio.
Best reason to pledge. You love public radio. You count on it. You if you go someplace where there isn't any, you really appreciate it more when you come back. We hear that so many times, Joy. And one of the other things, I mean, we get a lot of comments monthly. People call in and they have things to say about our programming here. But I'll just say this. We get a lot of great comments about Joy Cardine. And one of the reasons is Joy comes from a journalism background. She really knows how to ask the right question at the right time to get the guest to say something that is interesting or revelatory. And it's one of the things that makes listening to this program such a pleasure for so many people around the state of Wisconsin. You can't get this show anywhere else, and it's only possible pledge by pledge on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. So show your support right now. Go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Here's the right question at the right time, John. We have about a minute or so to go in the program. What should people do if they would like a copy of The Coconut Oil Miracle?
Oh, man, I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. They should pledge $120. That's just 10 bucks a month, less than 30 cents a day. You can have your own copy of The Coconut Oil Miracle for your pledge. But pledge any amount and be entered in the iPad Air drawing. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Looking for 26 pledges still. In the next 5 minutes or so, we'll certainly be tallying up your pledges through the newscast to reach our goal, 25 now. So it's so important on this last day of the pledge drive to reach these goals. And this is your last opportunity opportunity during this drive to show your support. If you're listening right now, if you enjoyed the coconut oil miracle and you haven't made that pledge yet, here you go, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and it's yours.
Thank you very much. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.